Good morning.
And so last night I had friends come in from Columbus, two guys, came up and went to Mass here at 5:15 and then came over, had dinner. And then we were sitting there in my front living room enjoying a cocktail later on in the night. And all of a sudden, as we're sitting there talking, this thing flies by me very fast. And I looked, and then the dogs jumped up. And it was a bat. And the bat is staying in the room and going after the three of us. Well, you should have seen three grown men running out of a room. The dogs are jumping at the bat trying to eat it, of course. I never saw Jake so excited about anything. Jake is jumping up, and then I grab a basket, and I'm running after this bat with the basket, and he says, "Father, we don't think the bat's going to go in the basket." He says, "Oh." So then we opened the front door, and I'm standing behind the screen door and kept running, going back and forth, and finally it went out, and then it turned around and came back in. It was one of those realities. Finally, after a while, I got the bat out of the house. But as I'm sitting there doing all this reality, you know, I'm thinking about, I can't get this bat out of the house. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not a bat person. I don't know about you. But there's something about having a bat in the house, you know, and you have all these images and that. So I just sat there and said, "Lord, you got to help me get this bat out of the house, because if not, I'm going to have to kill it, and I don't want to kill it," and all this kind of stuff. But we got him out of the house. Today in the gospel, we hear Jesus, and Jesus knows what he's going to do. There are not just 5,000, it says 5,000 men. So with the women and children, there's 15,000 about there. And he says, "Let's feed them." And Andrew says, "Oh, come on. You know, what are we going to do? Here's a boy here with a couple of fish and some barley loaves. But what good is that? In itself, it's good for nothing. But when it's surrendered to Jesus, you can do all things, huh?" I hate the second reading today. I don't know about you. But if you listen, most people do not listen to the readings. Again, they're thinking about all the things that happened at home and the kids are bothering you and all this stuff. So when it comes to the readings, we don't pay much attention. But here's what God says to us this morning. He says through Paul, "My brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received." So first of all, some people usually would dismiss this and say, "Well, that's for priests, because priests are supposed to live holy lives." And that's very true. Priests are called to live holy lives. But so are you. You have been called too to be a follower of Jesus. You are called to be a Christian. More than that, you are called to be a temple of God. You are the place where God dwells. So what Paul is saying, as you and I as temples of the living God, as you and I places where Jesus Christ dwells, live a life worthy, in a manner that's worthy of that reality. Now again, a lot of people would sit there and then focus on, "Well then, what does that mean? I got to be this holy, holy person that never does anything, and I'm always focused on myself and focused on being holy." But that's the exact opposite of what Paul is saying here, isn't it? Because then it says, "I want you to live a life worthy of the manner of the call you have received." And then he says, "With all humility." Huh? This sounds like your pastor, doesn't it? "With all humility and gentleness." Yes, this is me every day. "With patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to persevere the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Huh? Now again, when I was sitting there reading this the other day, I thought, "Oh, I hate to preach on these type things." You know, the exact opposite of my personality. Again, Father Wright is back, right? Now when Father Wright comes to dinner, he pushes my buttons on purpose. I don't know if you ever have anybody like that, that likes to push your button just to get a reaction out of you. So the other day we're talking about heaven or something, you know, or about dying. And of course he says stuff like me all the time, "Well, just because I'm older than you doesn't mean I'm going to die before you. You'll probably go before me." Probably, who knows? But I sat there and says, "But if I do go, when the Lord calls me, I'll stand before him seeking mercy. But at the same time, I'm going to sit there and I have tried with all my heart to do his will." And Father Wright goes crazy. "What? How could you say that? How could you even begin to say that you have strived with all your heart to do God's will? Oh, you're a very humble person, aren't you? Oh, the humility of Father Larry. And he kept it up and kept it up and kept it up. So I almost sent him to Jesus, but that's all beside the point. But he was sitting there. What was he saying? I am not a humble person. Now, is this a surprise or a revelation to anyone? No. But the reality is that humility is truth. It isn't. I can't take these people to think that humility is going around saying you're no good. I already know I'm no good, and so do you. You're already by yourself for no good. So what? But the truth is, in ourselves, when I put myself and say, I'm not very patient, I'm not very gentle, I'm not very humble, I can't do it, Lord. Well, neither could that boy feed the 5,000 people. But Jesus could, inside of him. And so what do we got to do? We acknowledge who we are. We acknowledge the little bit of gifts we have, and then we take it and we give it to Jesus. And then it's he who feeds others through us. It's he who makes us more humble, who makes us more gentle, who makes us grow in these things. But notice everything he does here, it's about other people. It's not about us. He doesn't say, now I want you to live in this life worthy of a manner you have been called. So I want you to spend all your days saying prayers. I want you to spend all day kneeling in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I want you to focus on just being holy and not doing any sins. That's not what it's saying. And see, that's what too many people focus on. I'm supposed to just focus on not doing any sins. Well, then you commit the sins of omission, which are the sins that'll send you and I to hell forever. Don't we get it? We think as long as we're focused on ourselves and being holy and not sinning, and I didn't have a dirty thought all day today, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I am holy. I submit to you, that's a lie. I submit to you, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Paul, that holiness is how we treat other people. According to this, in humility and gentleness, and all these things that Paul tells us today. Huh? So that will kill our pride. Because some of us, when we examine our consciences, can't think of much things that we've done wrong. Oh, I haven't done much wrong. I don't have any dirty thoughts. No, I don't judge people. Oh, I don't have any pride. I'm very humble about that, Father. Oh, I don't do these things. So now I compare myself to other people and I think, those are bad people. They have dirty thoughts. Oh my gosh. But that ain't what God's calling you and I to. He's calling us to treat others, to live in humility, to treat others with gentleness, to treat others, be more concerned about others than we are for ourselves. And that's what I was trying to figure out my own self. Am I more concerned about others than I am about myself? And as a priest, you know, that should be able to say, well, of course I am. But as a priest, I sat there and realized, no, I'm not. No, a lot of times it's all about me. You know, Mary last night, she gave a little jab at me. Mary, my cook, likes to give jabs at me too. I was sitting there talking about my dog, and I say, Jake is like a cat. He likes to do things the way he likes to do them. And Mary says, well, I think he got that from you, Father. Oh, isn't that nice? So she just got a pay reducement. But anyway, but that's the reality, huh? That I sit there and like to do things my way. I like to have things done. Not over-concerned. No. And that's why I have to look at the Lord and say, you know, I'm not always more concerned about others than I am about myself, Jesus. I'm pretty concerned about myself. I can't do it, Lord. So, Jesus, I surrender myself to you as I am. And I ask you to live your life through me and to feed others. And to become more concerned about others in my heart and in my life. So we don't just sit there and say, well, that's the way I am. Sorry. Take it or leave it. We take the way we are, who we are, we surrender it to Jesus, and we let him change us and feed others to be more concerned about others than we are for ourselves. And just as Jesus took a little boy without much and fed thousands, so will he take us with our sinfulness, our selfishness, our lack of humility, and he'll feed others and make us holy. But we have to acknowledge our sin. We have to acknowledge our weakness. We need to acknowledge our strength. and surrender ourselves completely and fully to Him. We can't do it ourselves, but He can do it through us. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith, which you'll need your little cards. Well, maybe you won't, but I will. I believe in one God.